The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 15th Chapter, Text Number 21, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 1st, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: I have the very same Gandiva bow, the same arrows, the same chariot drawn by the same horses, and I use them as the same Arjuna, to whom all the kings offered their due respects. But in the absence of Lord Krishna, all of them, at a moment's notice, have become null and void. It is exactly like offering clarified butter on ashes, accumulating money with a magic wand, or sowing seeds on barren land.
The important verse. Tadabhut asad isha riktam. Everything will be null and void when there is no God. That's it. The modern civilization has got everything, but without God consciousness. That at any moment it will be finished. There are symptoms, any moment. At the present moment, this godless civilization, as soon as there is declaration of war, the America is prepared to drop atom bomb, Russia is the first nation who will drop the atom bomb, he will be victorious. Nobody will be victorious because both of them are ready to drop. America will be finished and Russia will be finished. That is the position. You may make advancement of civilization, scientific improvement, economic development, but if it is godless, at any moment it will be finished. At any moment. Just like Ravan, Hiranyakashipu, they were demons, godless demons. Ravan was very learned scholar in Vedic knowledge and very powerful materially. He converted his capital with gold, all the buildings and everything. It is supposed that the Ravan brother was a king of on the other side of the globe. So it is my suggestion, I do not say it is very scientific proof. So other side of the globe, Ravan was in Ceylon. And the other side of the globe, if you go by Savoy, it comes to Brazil. And Brazil is supposed to have gold mines. And it is said in the Ramayana that Ravan's brother was living on the other side of the globe and Ramchandra was taken through the Savoy. Taking these into consideration, we can suppose that Ravan imported a large quantity of gold from Brazil. And he converted them into big, big houses. So, Ravan was so powerful that he made his capital Sarnalanka, capital made of gold. Just like if a man comes from undeveloped country to your country, New York or any city, when they see the big, big skyscraper, they become astonished. Although skyscraper buildings are everywhere nowadays, formerly it was very wonderful. So, we can create everything very wonderful, but we can take the example of Ravan. Ravan was very advanced materially, and He had Vedic knowledge sufficiently. He was son of a Brahmana. Everything else was. But the only fault was that he did not care for Rama. That is the only fault. What is Rama? I don't care for There is no need of performing yogas and ritualistic ceremony to be promoted to the heavenly kingdom. Ravana said, I shall construct a staircase to go to the moon planet. Why you are trying in this way or that? I will do that. Sargasri. So, these people are trying like Ravana. But they should take lessons from Ravana that his godlessness made him doomed. Everything he lost. So this instruction, Arjuna, he says that Sohang Dhanus Ta Ishava. He was defeated by the coward's man. He could not protect the queens of Krishna and they were taken away by this coward's man. So he is lamenting that I have got this bow and arrow with which I fought in the battlefield of Kurukshetra and I became victorious. Because Krishna was sitting on my chariot. That is the only reason. Now I have got these bows and arrows, the same bows and arrows with which I fought in the battle of Kurukshetra. But at the present moment there is no Krishna. Therefore it is useless. Isharikta. Asat abhut. Asat means it does not act. It does not exist. So my bows and arrows are the same. But it is now useless. We should take this lesson that without God, without spirit, this material, gorgeousness has no value. Just like we were talking with the scientist, you know, walking. I was giving this example. Now, there was big scientist, just like Professor Einstein was a world-known scientist. But when that small spark of soul was gone from the body, the scientist was lying down, but useless. Nothing can be. Now the scientist himself also could not discover any implement or medicine or something like that and teach his disciples, my dear disciples, when I will be on the death point, please inject this medicine in my body and then again I shall come out, a scientist. No. That is not. He could not discover that. At least as a big scientist, it was expected that do something wonderful. They might have discovered so many wonderful, the real problem, birth, death, old age and disease, there is no discovery. That I was taught. They discover something by which there will be no disease. You are discovering very nice medicine. The drug shop is full with various types of up-to-date medicine. But none of the medicine is sufficient to make a man not to die. That is not possible. Or not to become diseased. That is not possible. So this advancement of civilization, material civilization, without God, is like that. That is stated in the Vedic literature that Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasa Jati Japastapakriya Apranasa Hi Deyasa Mandanang Lokaranjan. Jati, big nation, big achievement, Japastapa, Kriya, big activities. Just like you American people, you are big nation, your activities are very big, considered in other parts of the world. And your tapasya is there, you have earned this, you have made this America so nice, by tapasya, by austerity, it has not come out automatically. You have labored hard, that is called tapasya. So, this big nationality, jati, japa, stapa, these hard work, scientific discoveries, they are very nice. But what kind of popularity it is? Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Japastapakriya. All these are simply decoration of the dead body. I do not know whether in your country it is a fashion, in India there is a custom. The low class man, just like cobbler. Cobbler is taken as the local, those who prepare, expert in scheme. So, they are generally very poor men. Now they have advanced, because now the Kali Yuga is the age of the Shudras. So, they decorate the dead body. If a cobbler's father dies, he spends money, he brings nice covering, cloth, and with flower and everything. So, Shastra says that Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Japastapakriya Apranasya Hi Dehasya Mandanam Lokaranjanam. If you decorate a dead body, it may be very fanciful to the people that this dead body is decorated with costly garments and flowers and everything. So, but the dead body is dead. It is not enjoying. You can be complacent that my father, the body of my father or my relative is decorated so nicely. But actually, if you study scrutinizing, what is the benefit out of this? What is the benefit? Dead body decoration? But people do that. They are accustomed to do that. So, similarly, this body is dead. That's a fact. It is dead from the very beginning, because it is matter. Matter is always dead. So this body made of matter, bhumi, rapa, anala, vayu, earth, water, fire, air, this external body, is dead. But it is living on account of that small spark of spirit. That is the real main thing. That we understand from Bhagavad. Dehina svinjatha dehi. Dehina, the small spark, spiritual spark, he is within this body. This is the first understanding of spiritual knowledge. We must know. This is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. When Bhagavad Gita was taught to Arjuna, Arjuna was lamenting for this body. So, Krishna, when he was accepted, Arjuna's spiritual master, Shishyastiham Sadhimam Prapanna, then he advised him that you are talking like a very learned scholar. Asachyan Unusuchastam Prajnabhadangstha Bhasat. You are talking just like you know, just like our so-called scientists, they speak, as if they know everything. But real thing they do not know. That is zero. What is spirit? They do not know. They are thinking this body. And according to Vedic knowledge, if one is misguided on the bodily identification of ourself, he is animal. He may be PhD, DHC or something, but he's enemy. So I have a Gokhara, because he does not know how the body is moving, and neither they can discover anything. When the body is dead, it is dead from the very beginning, but it was moving, just like so long petrol is there, the motor car moves. But as soon as there is crisis, how their motor cars will move? They're conscious. So why they are crisis? Because the petrol is the life of the movement of the motor car. Similarly, that spiritual spark or spirit soul is the petrol of this body. So, without knowledge of this, Chayava Gokhara, just like cats and dogs, they cannot understand how he is moving. That he does not know. The human being also does not understand that how this body is moving. Neither they can discover what it is. Then what is it? It may be a very so-called decoration of the body, a decoration of the dead body. What is the profit thereof? If you do not know what is the real living force within this body, then if you simply decorate the body, dead body, the lokaranjana, it you may get some applause from ordinary man, but it has no value. It has no value. So you can explain in so many ways. Isharikta. Isharikta means without God. Without God. Isharikta. So we living entities, we are also part and parcel of God. And because we living entity, part and parcel of God, is within this body, therefore the body is so beautiful, so big scientists, folk, philosophers, or politicians, and you can say anything. But without that soul, this body is useless, dead body. And you can give all titles, PhD, DSc, they're all useless. Suppose a man is dead, and from Oxford University somebody comes, now I give you PhD title. What is the use? Suppose a beautiful woman attracted so many people. Now when she is dead, if she is offered, now you can take this body. You can use it as your. Nobody will like it. Why? The same beautiful lying on the... Why don't you take it? Now you are after her, so many. No, it is no. Nobody will use it. Nobody is. Everyone knows it. There is a story that one beautiful woman was hunted by another man. So he was weighing, canvassing her, but she was chaste lady. But she did not agree. But that man was after her. So she one day she said, all right, you come to me 3 days after, I'll accept you. So, on the third day, he took Pargeti, very strong Pargeti, and passed tools whole day and night. And he kept those, all the stools and vomit and everything, kept in a very good reservoir. Then third day, when the man came, she was sitting, and he was asking, where is that woman? I am the same woman. You don't recognize me? No, no, you are sweet. You are so beautiful and so you are ugly. No, I am the same. You do not know. Then how you look so ugly? Because I have separated my beauty. You have separated your beauty? Yes, I will show you. Come here. Come here. The stool and the vomit and all stop for you to show you. Actually, it is very knowledge, very good knowledge. Shankaracharya says, idam rakta mamsa vikaram. He is teaching renouncement that why you are attracted with this beautiful. What is this beautiful? It is a combination of stool, urine, and flesh and bone. That's all. So he said, here is my beauty. Now you add it with me, then again I shall be beautiful. These are actually knowledge. People are after something false. That is called Maya. Maya means which is not actually fact, but we are after them. Similarly, the so-called advancement of civilization is Maya. It will be finished in any second, but they do not know. They do not. It will be finished in any second. Even though you accept it all like, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mrityu sarva harasya ham. I am the death and I take away everything at the time of death. Either you take as a philosopher, scientist or rich man, capitalist, as soon as there is death, that's why you see Hiranyakashipu, he was very powerful. And as soon as Nrisimhadeva appeared, everything finished, now he died. So people do not understand it, that without Krishna, without God, without Krishna consciousness, simply we are wasting our time. Yes. After false thing. Everything will be useless. Today or tomorrow, or day after. It will be useless. All useless. Real spirit soul, na hanlate hanmane sarire, that we do not take care. After finishing this false body, which will exist, the spirit soul, na hanlate hanmane sarire, which is never vanquished even after the annihilation of this body, we are not taking care of that. Where from it has come? People are ignorant, so foolish, they do not know. This is the civilization of ignorance. Namang duskitunam muha, they do not know, therefore. In ignorance, they are committing so many sinful life for the satisfaction of the tongue. They are killing so many animals. Why? There are so many nice food stuff. Why you are committing these sinful activities? They do not know what is sinful activities or pious activities. Even they do not know. That is stated in the Bhagavata. Na vidu asurajana. Parvittincha nivittincha. Na vidu asurajana. Parvitting means we have got some inclination to accept something and we have disinclination to reject something. Everyone knows it. But the asurik jana, those who are asuras, demand, they do not know in which way we shall accept and in which way we shall reject. That they do not know. That is called asura. Just like we are advising our students, reject this. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no music. Reject. And accept, chant Hare Krishna. The demands they do not know. They do not know it. They do not know why they are rejecting this and why they are accepting this. Na vidu asura ajana. Because they are asuras. If we accept this path, then we are going to be liberated. What is that liberation? Liberation means to get out of this material bondage of body, dehinasni. Takta dehang punarjanma naiti mameti. This knowledge is mounting. There are so many universities, educational institutions, big professors, scientists, all rascals. All as we declare. Let them come and argue with us. All rascals. So, therefore it is said, harabha bhaktasya kutva mahatguna. Here is practical example Arjuna is giving. That I have got the same arrow, I have got the same bow, I have got the same chariot, my same horses, but everything. I am the same Arjuna who has been honored by so many kings. Oh, Arjuna is such a great warrior. And nobody cares for me. This is example. Here he said, Sohanga rathi nipatayu jathu anamanti. I am the same Arjuna, great fighter. People were offering their obeisances to me. Oh, Arjuna, you are a great friend of Krishna, you are a great warrior. Now nobody cares. How it has vanquished? The example is this. Just like to pour butter in the ashes. This example is because in sacrifice, the butter is poured into the fire. If it is poured into the fire, then the butter increases the strength of the fire. But if it is put into the ashes, where there is no fire, then it is useless, waste. And similarly, if you sow the seed in the Arabian desert to get some nice rose flower, the seed is all right, rose seed. But you have to sow it in a proper place, not in the Arabian desert. Therefore, your knowledge, university, advanced civilization will be perfect when it is properly carried with God consciousness. Otherwise, it is all useless. It is all useless. Knowing. You try to understand this and spread this knowledge. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Don't be misled by the so-called leaders. Harabhavakna, andhajathandhi ruponiyama, stipi satantra urudami badhya, nate vidu sarthagatenghi vishnu, durasayaji bahirathamani. The modern civilization, they're so rascals, they're expecting something utopian, that by material advancement of civilization, they will be happy. Now one gentleman, that doctor, what is his name? He's present here? Yes. He said that in Sweden, they are the richest man, but the largest number of suicide cases are there. So this kind of material richness will not help you. That is not helpful. Actually, practically, we are experiencing why every nation is dissatisfied. Although they are materially advanced so much, but discarded. In your country also, why this section of people have become hippies? From university students, they have become hippies. Why? Frustration. They know that what is this like? If I have become educated, what is my future? There is no future. Frustrated. This kind of civilization will not help. Rāva bhakta sukutoma. Therefore, they do not know what is the actual aim of life. Nati vidu sārta gatengi viṣṇu. These rascals, they do not know what should be the aim of life. The aim of life is God realization. God realization that there is God, whose name is Krishna, whose address is Vaikuntha, his number is this. He has got so many friends, he has got so many lovers. Everything we are giving, but still the rascal is not there. We are giving the name, address, activities, everything. You come, go there. But no, they will not do that. This is called misfortune. He is coming himself, canvassing. Sarvadharman parityajyamame. But still, they are researching God. Researching. God is canvassing, and they are researching God. Somebody is a failure, there is no God. Somebody says God is dead, he's finished, and now we are God. These things are going on. Why? Because nati vidu sarthagate in Vishnu durasa. Their real fault is that they are trying to become happy in this material existence. That is their fault. In Delhi, when I presented in some library my book, Easy Journey to Other Planet. So one gentleman, you have got written some book, Easy Journey to Other Planet? Yes. Then we shall go and come back. I don't know, why you should come back? No, then I don't want. The rascal wants to go to other planet and come back. They are doing actually. They are going to the so-called moon planet and coming back. The first aeronautics from Russia, when he was far, far away, he was just looking after, where is my Moscow? Where is my Moscow? You see? This is our intelligence. You may go far away. There is an example, just like the vultures. They have got a very good eyesight. Very good eyesight. You, 7 miles away from the surface, they can see where there is a dead corpse. So they have got good eyesight, but they're searching after dead corpse only. That is their business. These so-called scientists, philosophers, they are very much advanced, but their only business is how to become happy in this planet. That is it. Not Mahatma, Duratma. Their mind is not very broad. Very clean. What is called? What is the English word? Crippled. Mind is very crippled. Durasaya. Therefore they are hoping against him. They will not leave here. Still they are decorating. Decorating the dead body. This is my apartment, this is my house, this is my country, this is my skyscraper building. Painting. And one day, Mrityu Sarva, just like Hiranyakashipu. You're challenging. Where is your God? Here is God. Come on. Finish. Here is God. So God will appear. Don't forget that he will be godless. You will see God. Death. And at that time, after seeing, you'll be finished. No one understands. That is Krishna says, Mrityu Sarva Harasthama, and he will be taken away, everything, all your position, all your scientific knowledge, bank balance, skyscraper, everything will be taken away. Then you will understand what is God, like Hiranyakashipu. So why don't you try to understand before that moment comes? Leaves very nicely, chant Hare Krishna and Sri Radha Krishna Diti, and eat nicely, live nicely. No, that is not possible. We shall see at the time of death, well, everything will be finished. All intelligence, all good food, everything will be finished. Therefore in the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Krishna je bhaje sevaro chotu. Unless one is first class intelligent, he cannot take to Krishna consciousness. So by the grace of Krishna, you have first class intelligence. Those who have taken to Krishna consciousness, now try to continue it. Don't give it up. Don't be foolish. Continue. Then you'll be happy and all problems of life will be solved. Thank you very much.